everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is just a fun, quick little episode. It's some interviews I did with fans that were standing outside the room for the DC Rebirth panel. We were all standing around in line waiting for the doors to open to go and find out the details on Rebirth. So, like I said, it's just a fun, quick little episode. If you're new to the Comic Source, I just want to ask that you support us by going to all the social media sites and following us and giving us your support. So twitter.com/thecomicsource, do a search for the Comic Source on Instagram. If you find us on Facebook, do a search for the Comic Source, that's us. We'd appreciate the like and the follow. Also, if you go to our website, thecomicsourceblog.com, you can find all previous episodes of our podcast. You can find episodes of our YouTube channel there. There's also the sketch gallery, written blogs. There's a lot of info there. And if you'd like to contact us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com. So I hope you enjoy hearing what other fans had to say about their anticipation for Rebirth, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source, coming to you early Saturday morning from WonderCon in Los Angeles, California, and I'm here with Travis, waiting in line for the DC Rebirth panel. The anticipation is palpable in the air. So Travis, I wonder if you could tell me which book or what has you most excited to learn, if you had to pick one thing?
There's not one book in particular that I'm really looking forward to. The thing that I'm most excited about Rebirth was in the video that Geoff Johns released. Is he talked about how he's getting in touch with, you know, every creative team that's working on a new book and how he's kind of helping guide them. And I think, you know, Geoff Johns, you know, him and Brian Bendis, I really do believe they're the best writers in the industry right now. So to see that he has that kind of personal touch on all of those books really, really makes me excited.
So big Geoff Johns fan, big DC fan.
A little bit more of a Marvel boy, but this Rebirth thing has me a little more leaning towards the DC side. Kind of got away since the new 52, going to be a little bit honest. But.
Okay, cool. Thanks for your time, Travis.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Andre. Saturday morning, a little early, WonderCon, actually. And we're standing in line to go see Rebirth and hear all the announcements. What has you most excited, Andre?
You know what? I'm going in here blind. I've tried ignoring every single spoiler, including from Bleeding Cool. I'm going in with a blank slate on my mind. I just want to see what DC has to offer. I'm very excited for the slate of books that are coming out in the coming months. I'm just looking forward to the creators and the artists and seeing what DC has in store for us.
So have you seen the list? Do you know the books that are...
Yes, they released a list, I think I'd say a month ago.
Right.
I cannot remember any of the titles for the life of me right now, but I believe there's 52 of them like last time. Maybe a same amount, maybe less, more, could be.
I think it's 32 titles, but 17 double shifts.
There we go, that's
40,
it.
49
yeah.
books.
There we go,
so
yeah.
There's not a particular title that has you jazzed, you just more want to see the new direction?
I want to see the new direction they're going in, as long as they keep things fresh, clear, and stay true to the characters. I'll be on DC's buying list.
Cool, sounds good. Thanks for your time. All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source here Saturday morning, WonderCon. I'm with Luke, standing in line for DC Rebirth. Is there a particular book you can't wait to find out about, or what has you most excited?
I'm really kind of wanting to see if they can bring me back. I've kind of stopped caring about some of their titles, so I want to see especially the Superman books. And I'm really curious about Super Sons to see what they're going to do with Damian and if it's going to be John Kent or who. But I don't know what's going to happen yet, but I'm also a little concerned about which writers they're going to get. I'm hoping they're going to reach out to more indie guys and try to, you know, open up there.
Now, when you say the Superman books, you're talking about the whole family, or you're talking about the Superman?
The whole, well, that one too. Like, I mean, I heard rumors it's going to be Lex Luthor. I don't know who it's going to be, but I mean, they've got me curious. I'm just hoping that somebody's going to, I'm going to get some clarity. That's really my feeling. Is like, I want to buy Superman books, but you got to give me some good stuff.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, Luke.
Thank you.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Clayton,
We're standing in line, DC Rebirth, Saturday morning, WonderCon. How old are you, Clayton?
I'm 14.
How long have you been reading comics?
3 years.
3 years. You like DC?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you more of a Marvel guy?
Oh, DC.
DC? That's what I like to hear. Okay, so what has you most excited? Is there a particular title? What are you most jazzed to find out about?
I'm, like, probably most excited about Aquaman, because he's my favorite character, and cool. I want to see what they do with him.
Yeah? So did you like the Geoff Johns run that launched with the New 52?
Yeah.
Okay. Geoff Johns, you said you liked his Aquaman run?
Mm-hmm.
Is he one of your favorite writers?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, he's doing the Rebirth one-shot, but then I don't know that he's necessarily going to be on any book, but he's going to kind of oversee the whole line, right? Does that have you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah? You trust him?
Yeah.
Yeah? If you could pick any artist to draw Aquaman, you go in there, and what would have you? Woo!
Jim Lee.
Mm-hmm. And how about a writer? Do you have a writer in mind?
Scott Snyder.
Scott Snyder, Jim Lee, and Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for your time, man.
This is Jason from the Comic Source. I'm here with Gabriel, first in line for DC Rebirth panel. What has you most excited to go in and find out?
It's DC. How can I not be excited?
Yeah? Is there a particular title you have that's...
I mean, I don't have a particular title that I'm looking forward to, but, you know, just in general, DC
is just,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you have some favorite creators, like if they announce a creative team where it's like, okay,
Jim Lee.
So whatever book Jim Lee's on, Rebirth, that's what you're going to be buying?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What time did you have to get here to be first in line?
I got here at 5 a.m.
5 a.m., wow, that's a true diehard DC fan. But thanks for your time, Gabriel.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with Riley, head of the line for DC Rebirth. 5 a.m. you got here?
Yes.
5 a.m., wow. So you're diehard DC.
You can say that, yes.
Don't read any Marvel.
Leaning more into the DC side.
Okay, what Marvel books do you read? Let's get that out of the way first.
I read pretty much all Deadpool. I'm more of a Deadpool fan.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What has you most excited to find out about Rebirth?
Just Jim Lee. I just love his drawings, his comic, his artwork, his writings. I just love it.
So you hope he's going to be on a monthly?
Yes, that's what I hope.
Yeah.
I'm just all about Jim Lee.
And whatever book it is, that'll be your number one book.
Yes.
Your first read.
Yes,
you get to the comic
doesn't matter.
On
yes.
Wednesday. Do you hope to be an artist? Do you like to draw?
Oh, I suck at drawing.
Yeah, me too. I can't even draw a straight line, man.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thanks, Riley. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
This is Jace from the Comic Source here early Saturday morning, WonderCon, LA Convention Center with Jacob. We're about to go in the DC Rebirth panel. Okay, so what has you most excited? Is there a particular title or?
I want to see I would love to have the right combination between characters and creators. That's what makes me excited. I really want to see who's going to take it up to the next level. I want to see who is going to take the Bat family. I want to see the Justice Society come back. There's some character. I want to see Green Lantern be rebirthed. There's so many incredible combinations. This is what I love about DC, and that's what I love about DC Entertainment. They're classic characters, incredible storytellers, and I just hope that Rebirth is a good success.
Okay, so let's say you're the boss. You're in charge of Didio and Lee. You get to tell him what creators go on what titles.
Alrighty.
Batman. Who do you put on Batman?
It's going to be very hard to top Scott, what he done, and with the news that Scott has left, I would pick Tom King.
Okay, that's a good pick. What about artists?
Artists, I would love to have Ethan Van Sciver.
Really? Ethan Van Sciver. Okay, what about Green Lantern?
Green Lantern, I think a lot of fans would be very happy to have Jeff back, but however, since we can't have Jeff, I would actually suggest, hold on a second, I'm trying to think here. Okay, Steve Orlando.
Midnighter.
It might polarize a lot of people, but I gotta say, Steve Orlando can bring some espionage into the Green Lantern Corps.
Okay, and what about Penciler on that book?
Penciler, I would definitely go with Jim Lee.
Jim Lee. All right. Let's do one more here. What about Wonder Woman? She's fresh off the buzz of Batman versus Superman.
Wonder Woman, I would like to reunite her with Gail Simone. Gail Simone is the only person that could of this lineup that can really has got Wonder Woman to her core, and she could bring that title back to success.
And who's going to be penciling Gail Simone's words?
I would like to reunite her with her Secret Six co-founder, Dale Eaglesham.
You guys in line for DC?
Good answers, man. Good answers. I think you have a future future as an executive at DC.
Thank you. That's one of my that's one of my companies I've been wanting to work for years.
Cool. Well, good luck, Jacob.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you, Jason.